I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Throw another nickel in. I'm not done.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are proud to welcome a gentleman of many talents, artist, comedian, entrepreneur, and TV celebrity, Michael, a.k.a. Mikey Tuttle. Since 2003, millions of television viewers have witnessed Mr. Tuttle ride quite a merry-go-round, experiencing the ups and downs inherent in life, family, and starring in a classic reality TV series, American Chopper. Over the next few segments, Michael Tuttle will not only help us explore virtually every aspect of American Chopper and American Chopper Senior versus Junior, but will also delve into his recent forays into art and entrepreneurship. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to get your motor running, feel free to ride without a helmet as we climb aboard our mean machine and ride an endless highway from the past, through the present, and into the future. Mikey, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
It's good to be aboard, Captain.
Hey, Mikey, I understand you were born in upstate New York in 1978. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, is that Newburgh where you were born, or where was that?
No, I was born, I believe, in Nyack, actually, or Spring Valley or something like that. But then I was raised in a town next to Newburgh called Montgomery.
Now, what
quaint,
was,
cozy town.
What was it like growing up there, and what kind of kid were you?
I was a weird kid, and it was sort of normal to grow up there, I think. It was a normal life, but I always felt a little out of place, to be honest.
Now, if I have my facts straight, when you were 12... you went to work for Orange County Ironworks. Was that expected of you? Was the plan going to be that you were going to work for the family business for the rest of time?
Yeah. You know, you sort of, my brothers both went to work, and I think they enjoyed ironwork. My brother Dan still runs the ironwork business. And I just never took to it. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't... I think ironwork is one of those things that's either in your blood or it's not. And it definitely wasn't in mine, man. I'm far too soft. Mm. A big wimp.
When you were growing up, especially when you were a teenager, did you have aspirations beyond that you wanted to pursue, you know, or secret passions?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I wanted to be on Saturday Night Live, you know. I wanted to do stand-up. I wanted to be Mr. Awesome, funny guy.
Right.
So,
did you ever seriously consider that you might actually end up on television?
No. Well, you know, you never really... I mean, the odds are you're not going to, you know?
Right.
Especially if you're putting in an effort like I was, which was zero. You know, so it sort of landed in my lap. But I guess, you know, certain things are meant to be.
Now, when you were 20, you moved to, of all places, Tempe, Arizona... Why did you make that move?
I moved there with a buddy who I graduated with. His cousin was a club professional at the golf course, the Phoenician, which is one of the nicest golf courses in the ritzy part of the suburbs of Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And we just thought we'd go out there and find a place and see what it would be like.
Tell me what happened when you returned to the East Coast from Tempe.
Oh, it was a pretty much plummet to a life of ironwork, indentured servitude.
So ultimately, how did American Chopper come into the picture? How did that happen?
Well, I think American Chopper came into the picture because a producer approached my father and brother about possibly doing a special on revamping a motorcycle that they found in a junkyard, and they said they wanted to build something new. My brother built the jet bike, which was the first featured theme bike that he built on the television program, I believe on the pilot. So they didn't know the pilot was going to be a pilot. They just thought it was going to be a special. And they put it out. My father and brother argued as well as built beautiful motorcycles.
Right.
And after testing it, it got a lot of good ratings. And they got put on TV. They went to series. And I, at the same time I was doing horrible as an iron worker, my father offered me a job just sort of being the secretary and the guy ordering parts and, you know, the runner. For the newly found Orange County Choppers.
Now, what did you and your family think about having your lives exposed on television for all to see?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, I wrestle with it still. I think we're shameless. You know, at the same time, you know, I think maybe... we may be sort of our dysfunction may be helping people look at themselves and hopefully change from the kind of behavior that we're exuding, you know?
Is it weird being on a reality show? Basically, you've got life, reality, and entertainment all intersecting. And it can, I would imagine it's kind of confusing sometimes where one begins and one ends. Is it weird sometimes?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I go out and people, they recognize you and they'll say your name, me, meaning of, they'll say my name and I'll think there's someone I know, and then it registers that they, you know, they don't know me, they watch the television program, and it freaks me out a little because, you know, it's a little, it's a bit surreal, to be honest, and you never really fully get used to the notion that strangers know who you are.
Well, yeah, because if you're on a regular TV show, viewers usually think they know who you are, but on a reality show, they pretty much know what's going on in your life.
Yeah, they get a piece of it, that's for certain, an authentic piece.
And it's weird because they know all about you, but you don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
So
it's strange, isn't it?
It is.
It's almost like having a bunch of spies.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, spies. They're all looking at you.
Now, on American Chopper and in real life, you provide much-needed levity at OCC, as in the time that you decided to add your own parts to an old-school bike your dad was working on, and we'll play that clip.
You know, today's going kind of boring, so I decided to take his new old-school bike that he's working on and switch out some of the parts with parts that kind of look like the parts he had on originally.
Well, the first thing I noticed was the black shocks, but I was going to do that anyhow because the bike's going to be orange. It didn't dawn on me that much until I actually started looking around and noticed the handlebars. I was looking around, blaming the mechanics, and I guess Mikey was the culprit.
I'll tell you why it's an improvement. You came out here and you had twice the smile on as when you left.
No, because I didn't notice anything.
That's what I was hoping. I was hoping you'd build the whole bike without noticing.
No.
Was there ever a practical joke that you did that backfired on you or that really ticked off your dad? Because he seemed to take that pretty well.
No. No, not really. I'm pretty good at pushing the limits, you know, without getting skinned. You know, I've always been pretty good at that border, you know, knowing it. Because I think I've gone overboard so many times in my earlier days, in my youth, that, you know, you don't want a lashing.
Yeah, but most of the time, at least the way it's portrayed in the show, or was portrayed on the show, on the original American Chopper, most of the time it seemed like your jokes and your humor was appreciated.
Yeah.
Was that the case? I mean, were there times when you just felt like, you know, things were getting too tense, I got to break it up?
Absolutely, yeah. Watching my father and brother bark at each other is kind of like, you know, you're watching people light off firecrackers in the dark at random. It's kind of frightening. So you feel initially like, you know, you're like, ugh, man, it makes your stomach sick.
Yeah.
Twist the stomach around, and then you, you know, you want to get in the middle of it, you want to tell them stop. But they don't listen, you know?
Yeah, but doesn't the introduction of humor into a situation like that, doesn't it kind of create an instant perspective and objectivity because people realize?
I think it can, you know. Good humor really helps people either see the truth or sort of be deceived. Either way, it's very convincing, you know, humor is. But at the same time, some people are stubborn and they do what they do. I know for a fact that my humor is definitely a... it's a defense mechanism, you know, or it's sprung from. It's not always defense mechanism. Sort of as a place in the family, you know. It would be, I wouldn't want any stressful things going on, I think, as a youth, and I would try to make things funny so that they're okay.
Did you ever have a situation where you used humor to get out of a bad situation as a kid, like, some 6'2" guy was about to pummel you, and you broke it up with humor. Ever have?
I don't think I really have any after school special stuff. But I will say that it's probably gotten me into trouble a lot.
I only ask that because when I was a kid, this huge kid was about to just beat me into a pulp. And I, at the time, I was a huge Bill Cosby fan, and I memorized all his comedy routines, so I just broke into one of his stand-up comedy routines. And the guy didn't know what to do. He just stood there and just, he couldn't believe it. And he just laughed and walked away.
That's wonderful.
It's like, brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
Well, Mikey, we're going to have to take a little break from our fascinating journey, but never fear. I'll be back in a lightning flash with Michael Tuttle from American Chopper and American Chopper Senior vs. Junior, who is riding along with us on the TV Time Machine.